And so I was just getting up and doing this. I was reading scripture. I was trying to pray. I was going through all the motions. And one day, the Bible, I know people say this, and I think it sounds so silly sometimes, but literally I sat down and I was just at my wit's end. And I said, I'm tired of doing this, God. I was mad at God. I was mad at myself. I was, you know, just, well, I won't say it here. But anyway, mad at the whole world. And the Bible literally fell open to Psalm 139. Literally fell open to Psalm 139. Let's look at this. This is David praying to God. For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works that I know very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me when none of them as yet existed. You see, that's a story about you and me. Do you hear that? God knew you in your mother's womb. Now, some of you have heard me say that before, but try to understand it for a moment. I don't know about you, but for me, it's gone just about as quick as I understand it. You are a unique individual. I am a unique individual. We are made for a specific purpose. The creator of all that has been, the creator of all that is, the creator of all that will ever be, knew you when you were a mass of cells in your mama's belly. Think about that. He was looking forward to you. He was looking forward to working with you. God was already dreaming about you. I don't know about you, but how can you sit there? Man, every time I say that, chills run down my back. How can we sit there and not just be shouting? God knew you and knows you. Isn't that just amazing? You are very, very special. God has a specific task for you to accomplish. It is the task that you were created for. Not only do you have a reason for your life on this planet, you also are a very unique and valuable person. You are a precise individual, tailor-made by the great designer. You are God's special creator. Have I said it in all creation? Have I said it in all the ways that I could possibly say it, folks? If we go back to last week's scripture, Acts 22, when Paul is talking about his conversion, we have several different levels of God-given tasks. From, remember, Saul and Paul. Saul changed his name to Paul after he gave his life to Christ. So we have from Saul or Paul to Ananias to the friends that help Saul, go to Damascus to the unnamed homeowners that Saul stayed at their home. What would have happened to Saul's life as well as the life of the church if any one of those people would have refused? You ever thought about that?